to the church, Avenue Church of God, a place where every person has a purpose. And we are so grateful to God for this opportunity. Amen. For those of you who are able to join us online for our service today, but more so for this live stream sermon. As you know, that many today in our world and in our country, amen, has limited access due to the coronavirus situation. Many have had to stay at their home. Many have had to buy extra groceries. And the world in some way has come to a point of almost, amen, instability or static because of the anxiety and the fear surrounding, amen, this coronavirus. And this is one reason today that I want to bring to you the Word of God. And the theme that I want to talk about today is how should the church respond to the coronavirus? How should the church respond to the coronavirus? Many are panicking. Many have bought excess foodstuff that is really not necessary. Many have, you know, lost or unable to go to the jobs. And at this point, it is a very serious situation that we should not take lightly. But what should we do as a church? If you are a child of God, if you are one that are called by the name of Jesus, how should you be responding, amen, to this crisis? For those of you who are listening to this on Facebook, the question for me is, are you saved? Are you a child of God? And how are you responding to this crisis? Are you fearful as the world is? Are you anxious? Are you worried? Well, today I have good news for you. How should the church respond to the coronavirus? Number one, write it down. Number one, fear not. Fear not. How should the church respond to the coronavirus? It is to fear not. You know, in Scripture, there are so many verses that God gave us concerning the issue of fear. The Bible said that God has not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God said amen to Joshua. He said, have I not commanded you this day to fear not? Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with you wheresoever you go. Hallelujah. It was David who said, amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm here to tell you this afternoon that God is there to comfort you in the midst of situation, and for this reason, you have no reason to fear not. Glory be to God. Amen. There was a story, amen, in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, amen, the children of Israel is in Babylon, and God spoke to them, amen, through Isaiah, and God says, amen, house of Israel, Jacob, have I not formed you? Have I not made you? Have I not created you? Amen. Have I not redeemed you? Glory be to God. Amen. You are mine. I have redeemed you. Amen. And when thou go through the water, and when thou go through the rivers, and when thou go through the fire, amen, it shall not overcome you. You shall not get burned. Glory be to God. May I say today, in the midst of the coronavirus, God is saying to the church, God is saying to the world, fear not, I am with you. Glory be to God. As a matter of fact, there is an important story somewhere in the book of Mark, praise God, the Bible said that Jesus, watch this now, Jesus took his disciple on a boat, amen, to move from one place to the other. And the Bible says, in the process of the journey, there arose a storm. Glory be to God. So that is very important. The disciples is in the will of God. They are in obedience to God, amen, listen to Jesus, got on the boat, and moved from one side of the lake to the next. In the process, there was a storm. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, amen, during in that storm, Jesus was sleeping, amen, on the ship. In the midst of the storm, Jesus is sleeping. Interesting. Kind of crazy, right? Well, for the natural mind, it seems crazy. But when you know the God in whom you serve, glory be to God, amen, you can sleep in the midst of the storm. And the Bible says, amen, that the disciples were frightened, amen, because the sea was raging, the storm was high, the wave was strong. And the Bible says, Jesus got up, amen, and amen, and he, amen, restricted the disciples, amen. Where is your faith? And the Bible says he spoke to the wind and the sea, amen, and the storm stood still. And the Bible says, amen, the disciples says, who is this man that even the wind and the sea obey? Well, may I tell you today, my friend, my brother, my sisters, amen, in the midst of this corona crisis, God is present, and we need not fear, because God is in the midst of it. Amen. It was David that actually said, so in the book of Psalms, when he was facing, amen, the Philistines, he says, when I am afraid, watch this now, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. Hallelujah. I like that. You see, because what's this? You cannot be afraid and trust at the same time. Glory to God. Amen. You have to shift from being afraid, amen, to trust. Don't be afraid. Trust God. Because quite often what happens is, amen, whenever we are in situations and problems and difficulties, what we tend to do is to focus on the problem, but not focus on the problem solver. You see, glory to God, the disciples in the boat was focusing on the storm, but they were not focusing on the one who can calm the storm. Oh, glory to God. Can I preach this morning? Amen. This afternoon, somebody. And so, amen, quite often when we are in the storm, when we are in the rain, amen, we tend to look at the circumstances, but we know the one, amen, that can stop the storm, the one that can stop the rain, the one that can stop coronavirus, amen. And so in the midst of it, we must know how to trust, amen. And that's my second point, amen. So the first one as to how the church should respond to the coronavirus, number one is to fear not. Glory to God. There's so many verses in the Bible that talks about fear. Over 100 verses that addresses the issue of fear and anxiety and worry. Now, it's part of our natural human, amen, psychological makeup. It's part of our natural tendency, amen. When situation arises, amen, our first kind of reaction is to be fearful, amen. But when we know that God in whom we serve is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, amen. So number one, how should the church respond to the coronavirus? Number one, fear not. Can a neighbor fear not? Tell mommy, fear not. Tell daddy, fear not. Amen. Read the word of God every day. Amen. You feel fear? Read the word of God. It says to fear not. And then secondly is what? Trust God. Fear not. You're going to replace your fear with trust. You fear because you look at the situation, at the problem. Amen. But you're going to move from the problem to the problem solver. So what do you? From fear, you're going to trust. You're going to trust God. Even my, I can hear David say, I will lift up my eyes. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching today. I will lift up my eyes up onto the hill. From whence come my help? Then he said, my help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer our foot to be moved. Glory to God. The God that keepeth us, who will not slumber, nor sleep. For the Lord is a keeper. Hallelujah. And the Lord is our shade upon our hand. The sun shall not smile to by day, not the moon by night. He shall what? Preserve our soul. Glory to God. God is going to preserve us in the midst of this corona crisis. God is still well able. Amen. He's in the midst of it. He's there with us. Glory be to God. Amen. And we will come out victorious. Amen. Because you see, being a Christian, let me say this now. Being a Christian, being a child of God, does not make us immune to problems in this life. Being a child of God doesn't make us immune to issues of this life, to struggles of this life. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, amen, amen. We as believers will experience persecutions, amen, and tribulations in this life. Jesus said, amen, he was moved by the very feeling of our infirmity. So God knows we got some struggles. We're going to have struggles. Amen, amen. A matter of fact, we saw, amen, in the Word of God in so many occasions where men of God been through stuff. For example, glory to God, we have, glory to God, for example, amen, we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Watch this. God didn't avoid them from getting into the fiery furnace. But God was in them in the fiery furnace, and then he took them out of the fiery furnace. Oh, glory to God. I feel like preaching today. Hallelujah. Amen. How about Daniel? Daniel, amen, God didn't avoid Daniel, amen, from being in the lion's den. But what happened? God was what? God was with Daniel in the lion's den, and then God took Daniel out of the lion's den. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Ah, Lord, somebody. Can you help me preach this, somebody, today? How about, amen, the Bible said in Acts, I believe, in Acts chapter 16, amen, Paul and Silas was in jail, was in prison. My God, hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible said at midnight, glory be to God, they begin to sing, hallelujah. If you want to see, amen, the blessings of the Lord, if you want to see the glory of God, amen, why don't you praise him, lift up your hands and praise him. The Bible that Paul and Silas were singing, and at midnight, glory to God, something supernatural happened, and they were released from the prison. God didn't avoid Paul and Silas, amen, from not going in prison, but in the midst of the prison, he gave them a song in their heart, and he released them out of it. Can I tell you something today? Hallelujah. Amen. Even though we are unable to go to church physically, but in our homes, it may seem that we are in a prison, but when we're in our home, as Paul and Silas, amen, we can sing and dance and celebrate and prance because God is with us. Amen. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He's our rock and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? He's the strength of our lives. Of whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. God is able today, my friend. So number one, how should the church respond to the coronavirus? Number one, amen, you fear not. Number two, you trust God. Right? They're very easy and short to listen and to grasp. Number one, you fear God. Number two, you fear not, number one. Number two, you trust God. And number three, you give hope. Number three is give hope. Number one, fear not. Number two, trust God. Number three, give hope. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. In a time where people are anxious and worried and fearful, amen, if there is a group of people that the world is looking at for some source of comfort and confidence, is the church. If there is a group of people that knows how to pray, is the church. If there's a people, amen, that Word of God says when we are in difficult situations is the church. If there's a people, glory to God, that have seen answers to prayer, it is the church. So I'm saying here today, hallelujah, amen, that as believers in Jesus, glory to God, we have a hope beyond, amen, what's happening right now. This too shall pass. You know, I was researching some of the, amen, pandemics, amen, of yesteryear. And what I have discovered based upon, amen, from reading, amen, from the CDC and other articles, amen, it is said, amen, that in 1918, approximately 50 to 100 million people lost their lives to the Spanish flu in 1918. Then in 1957, amen, it is said that approximately 1.1 million people lost their lives, amen, to the, I believe it was the Chinese flu. And then you have in 1968, amen, it is said that just about 1 million people lost their lives to the Hong Kong flu. And then just recently, in 2009, it is said, amen, that over 500,000 people lost their lives, amen, to the swine flu. But hear what? The world is still here. Life still goes on. The church is still here. You are still here. God is still here. So what am I saying? Amen. This coronavirus, it will come to pass. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a week. Difficulty may endure for 2 weeks, 1 month, whatever it is. But we know, amen, life will be back again. Why? Because God is in control. Glory to God. Coronavirus don't have the last say. Hallelujah. God has the last say. Amen. God is in control. Amen. And so the church is here standing upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And as long as God is alive, the same way God took the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt, the same way God took the children of Israel out of bondage in Babylon, the same way God took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace, the same way God took Daniel out of the lion's den, the same way God took Paul and Silas out of prison, I'm here to declare today that God will take us through this coronavirus season. It's only for a time, and I'm here to let you know, world, I'm here to let you know, my brother, my sisters, amen, that this too shall pass. Now, what do we do with that? How should the church respond to the coronavirus? One, fear not. Two, trust God. Three, give hope. And that's why I'm here today, to give hope to someone who was so scared, thinking that the world is going to come to an end. Who are so scared, thinking that I'm going to get sick and die. Who are so scared that life will never be the same again. Jesus lives. God is in control. And the season for this virus shall pass just like all the other viruses and pandemics that I've just mentioned. God is our deliverer. God is our healer. God is our salvation. My question to you today, for those of you who are looking at this live stream and you're not saved, you're not a Christian, this is an opportune time to give your life to Jesus. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible also said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The Bible went on to say, for God showed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then here's the choice. Here is the opportunity. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Today I want to pray for you. If you're willing to give your life to Jesus, I want you to say this prayer after me. Our Father God, I come to you today asking your mercy upon my life. I have sinned against you. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me of my sins. And today, I now confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I will trust in Him for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, praise God. Praise God. I want to pray right now as well for even our nation that are in turmoil and chaos, and so many things happening, and I just want to just say a quick word of prayer for our nation today. Father, we come to you. I come to you today on the behalf of our nation, the United States of America. Lord, you see the turmoil. You see the stress. You see the difficulty. You see the chaos. Lord, and sometimes it is, Lord God, it is increased by the political biases and confusion. We pray in Jesus' name for peace in our nation. Peace among God, the political parties, that we will work together in fighting this invisible enemy. We pray in Jesus' name for a stable government. We pray in Jesus' name, amen, for a good, amen, reconciliation of those political parties as they address the needs of this nation, that every need are going to be met, God, every resource, God, are going to be given, amen, and this nation will arise, glory to God, better and stronger, amen, 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 and united because of the power of prayer and the power of the church. I pray, God, today that the Spirit of God will hover, my God, will change the atmosphere over this nation, that, God, the church will arise. We pray this afternoon that, God, that many will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in this time of crisis. May you show yourself strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the harvest of souls during this season. And God, as a church, look, may you bring revival. May you use this season. May you use this crisis. Glory to God. Lord, you never waste a crisis because you're a God who works all things well. For the enemy meant for evil, Lord, you're going to turn it into good in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I plead the blood upon the White House. I plead the blood upon Capitol Hill. I plead the blood over every city, over every state. Glory to God. I plead the blood over the world this afternoon, Lord. Let your name prevail. Your word says, if my name be lifted up unto you, you will draw men. Thank you, Lord, for your power today. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much again for joining us. Amen, on this live stream sermon. If you have given your life to Jesus, we want to know that you've done that. So please, amen, go to churchfcog.org, amen, and please leave a note. If you need prayer requests, you can also, amen, send a prayer request. And, of course, if this message, amen, and if this church has been a blessing to you, amen, welcome your financial support. As you know that we are in a building project, and at this point we need just about $500,000, amen, to complete the project, and we need about $1 million, amen, to be debt free as a ministry, amen. It sounds like a lot of money, but to God, that's a tip. So whatever you can do, whatever you can give to help us, amen, to keep the ministry going, amen. We trust God, amen, that He will provide for us, and we pray that God will bless you and your family. Please, amen, amen, send us a greeting, send us a word of encouragement, and thank you again for your prayer and support. God bless you, amen, as I now do the benediction. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. Say this after me. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. And whatsoever I put my hands to do, it will prosper. For I am highly favored of God, and I go in his name. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great week. See you next Sunday, God's willing, right here. I love you in Jesus' name.